This will be on demand telepathy. We all have experienced it, at least anybody of any age beyond 7 or 8 or 10, where you might be in a car and, boy, I'd sure like to go get a drink of milk or Dairy Queen or whatnot. And the other one, yeah, I was just thinking about that. It is mind transfers of one thought to another. We've all, in some way, shape, or form, have experienced it to a minor degree. So you know telepathy is in existence. There should be no problem with anybody otherwise. Now, knowing that you do it on rare occasion is one thing. Doing it on demand is quite another, and it's a fun thing to do. You're going to love this one. You get a partner. Choose one person. You can go up to two, but that causes too much excitement. I mean, two others besides yourself. And stick with one. And go to an area that's really clear, like a wall that's got nothing on it. Or put a bed sheet on it, white, dead white, so that you're staring at nothing but this total nothingness whiteness, or whatever color that you choose. Don't get anything busy, you know, like flower prints or something like that. Believe it or not, it just wavers your mind thought. And two of you stand side by side. Don't touch each other. It's not necessary. One's going to send. One's going to receive. All right. Both of you, close your eyes, facing this wide open place. By the way, make sure there's no distractions, no phones, no kids running in and out. A quiet place. And side by side, both of you shut your eyes facing this wall of nothingness. One is going to send, the other is going to receive. So the sender, visualize a simple scene or object like a red ball. But very simple. Don't make anything complicated. You're just starting out on this. A ball. All right, let's just say a ball. Any color you want, but make it very vivid in your first. You start with imagination, then image it until you can almost taste that ball, feel that ball, smell that ball, turning in your hand. If you were turning in your hand, all five senses go to work at this. See, make it that real. Then project that real made thought ball onto the wall. Just think it like it's at the wall. And then said, I'm ready. And the one next to it is clearing their mind. They're to receive. Your I'm ready means that it's there. The object that you're to see is there. They, in turn, are to audibly tell you what they see. They might see an object. Well, what do you mean, an object? Just a round object. They might not even see color. But they got the round right. Or they say, well, I see something red. You sent a red ball. They got the color, but they haven't got the whole thing right. That's still a good point. You're on the right track. Well, you can say, all right, you see red. Is there anything particular about that red? Keep your ball in mind. And they close their eyes and, well, yeah, it's round. I think it's a ball. Good, you're right on. Now trade places. Not physically, but now he or she will be the sender and you the receiver. You do that again. It is just about 99.99% sure that the first thing that the receiver gets in their mind is right on the money. Don't hesitate saying what you see the first time. Otherwise, you'll start making a little imaginary tricks in your own brain. If all you see is color, give it. If all you see is round, give it. Whatever. Now, me, when I do this, I make it a three-peaked mountain with snow caps. And the people always get it. I see, I don't know, a mountain, a hill or something. Well, good. Can you tell the difference? I put it back in my mind. Well, it looks like a mountain. Great. All right, they got a mountain, not three-peaked mountain, but a mountain. And I say, anything about the mountain? You focus real hard on the fact, three peaks, seeing it, thinking it. Well, yeah, it's got three peaks on it. Anything about the three peaks? You're snow covered. Right on the money. You got it. Then trade. Don't give each other the same thing. But again, make it very, very, very easy. I taught this one, and he tried to send to me, and I turned and looked at him. I said, I told you to make it easy. He had a guy pedaling like crazy on a bicycle. I told him, now, this next one, you make it easy. A stationary, simple object, a triangle, a ball, a dog house, and not a fancy one, whatever, but make it easy. Okay. So that was the way of it. Now, you can do this to each other two times in a row, and you'll be right two times in a row. The third time, you may be right, but the chances are you won't be. You will be too far off. Close, but not close enough. So stop doing it. You're done for the day, for that 24-hour period. Now put it off. Don't get together again to do this at all for 5 days. 6 or 7 is fine, but don't make it too long afterwards. Then get back, do the same thing again. You will once again, the first two for each of you will work like a charm. The third time may not. Stop again for 5 days. Get back again, try it again. This time the third one will be true, and the fourth one, is, you know, 1, 2, and 3 will be true. But the fourth one might cause some problems. Stop. You know, you can get up to 4 times accurately, and then 5 will cause a problem. So again, take a break. Only this time, go only 3 days, 4 most. Then get together. Try it again. What you're doing is canning your can'ts. You are realigning your brain. You are making your brain realize it is not stuck in its can't mode. You are retraining yourself. So 5 times, fine. 6 times, fine. When it starts to waver, get away from it. Over a period of about a month and a half, 2 months, you'll be able to bap, like badminton back and forth. Now, when you got that down right, now you can find a place that you're both familiar with, that you both visited, that you both are comfortable with. Maybe a backyard at somebody's house or a park or whatnot. Now, go home separate and arrange a meeting by mind at a certain time on a certain day each week. Say, Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. What you do is both of you, like say you're ready and you want your talking partner to pick up the mental phone, send your face or send a thought. Dang, Men in Black and I don't know, too many people minding my business and not their own. We can overcome these twits. So, all right, that's it. Good luck. You're going to have fun on this one. Ho.
This program is copyrighted by Red Elk 2002 and may not be distributed, duplicated, or quoted without written permission. For more information, visit Red Elk's official website at www.redelk.org. That's www.redelk.org.